Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ashley Lyon of the NCBA Washington, D.C. office. Back with Ashley after this.
OklahomaMineralBuyers.com is interested in buying your minerals. If you own minerals, then you need to give us a call at 855-419-1111 or visit our website, OklahomaMineralBuyers.com. If you have received an offer to sell your minerals, you need to talk to Oklahoma Mineral Buyers first. You need to compare the offers to better understand the value of what you have. You want to get the best price available for your minerals. And that's where Oklahoma Mineral Buyers can help you. Give us a call. The call is free, the service is free, and there is no obligation. Just a friendly conversation. Remember, don't settle for the first offer you receive. Call OklahomaMineralBuyers.com at 855-419-1111 or visit our website, OklahomaMineralBuyers.com. Our name says it all, OklahomaMineralBuyers.com.
Ashley Lyon is a part of the Washington, D.C. team of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Her specialty, regulatory issues. She says, obviously, 2011, a tough year, but one area in particular she's really proud of, the progress that was made on behalf of production agriculture and cattle producers.
Well, obviously, 2011 was a very challenging year, especially from the regulatory side. Fortunately, we did have a few wins. We had, a great victory so far on dust and the dust standard. An administrator came out and said she would propose to retain the standard. And then the House of Representatives went ahead and passed the Farm Dust Regulation Prevention Act, which we saw as a key piece of legislation to give farmers and ranchers permanent certainty that the EPA is not going to start regulating all across America all farm dust. And so those were some key victories that NCBA takes the credit for, essentially because of all the hard work that we put into getting that legislation past the House of Representatives and getting the administrator to retain the current standard. We still have a lot of work to do on that front, not only to get the bill through the Senate and signed by the president, who has threatened to veto it, but also on the regulatory side is getting the administrator to finalize a rule that does in fact retain the current standard, because she just made her commitment via a letter to some senators. So we would like to see her, follow through on that commitment this summer and propose to retain it and then finalize a standard that does in fact retain the current standard. So that was a huge victory in 2011 that we'll continue to work on.
And if indeed she follows through on that commitment, which she's verbalized at this point, that's a five-year respite, right?
Exactly. That's why we need the legislation, is to make that criteria permanent, that she has no authority to regulate dust in rural areas unless there is a serious problem. Unfortunately, under the Clean Air Act, the National Ambient Air Quality Standards, or the dust standard, is reviewable every 5 years and must be reviewed every 5 years. So you're right. We will be in the same boat 5 years from now if we don't get something through Congress that permanently takes the authority away from the EPA.
Ashley Lyon of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office. She follows regulatory issues for the cattle industry. Indicates that this is the measure that did pass the House already earlier in 2011. The bill authored by Kristi Noem still has yet to be taken up in the U.S. Senate. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's time for the Pollard Farms Performance Genetics 13th Annual Bull and Commercial Female Sale. It's coming up Saturday, February 25th at Waucomas, Oklahoma. Now, the sale begins at 12:30, selling 80 home-raised service-age Angus bulls, 140 commercial females, about 100 commercial spring calving first-time heifers, about 40 mature calves, half fall calvers and half spring calvers. For more information, just call 580-758-1464. Or for a complete catalog, go online at pollardfarms.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.